Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
And welcome aboard the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. There's no cost in freedom. It's expensive, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We will be taking calls in the second hour, as always. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, remember, if you do want to speak, make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen, and listening's okay. Listening's just fine. Now, again, if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, you want to get your story out there, here's what you do. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain, shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out. Okay, here's what I want. Just a 2-3 paragraph, just a brief description of what your story is. And I understand where you people are coming from. You want to send me all this stuff. Well, I just don't. There's not enough time of the day for me to read it all. And I know nobody's ever believed you. That's why you want to prove that you are telling the truth. Well, look, I'm not here to doubt you. I'm not here to doubt you. That's not why I'm bringing you on. I'm bringing you on to give you a platform where you can get your voice heard. I give you a copy of it. You blast it all over Facebook. You blast it everywhere. A lot of times I put it up on YouTube. You could take it and put it up on YouTube if you wanted to. But the point is, you've got to get your story out there. And then you have it. You have a record of it. You could keep it. I believe you. I mean, I have no reason to doubt you or believe you, really. I'm giving you a platform on which you could get your First Amendment, your freedom of speech, exercised. And that's what this is all about. And I'm not chastising you people, and I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying. You'll get your opportunity. Don't worry. I'm not going to turn anybody down. I've never turned anybody down. I'll give anybody a chance to speak. You go off the rails, well, then I just got an itchy trigger finger. I click one little button. That's it. You're done. That's it. Game over. And we move on. But I've never kicked a guest off. This is your opportunity. It's your show. When you come on my show, that's your show. It's no longer my show. It's your story. So you get on Facebook and you send me a message. We'll bring you on. Don't worry. We'll bring you on. And then I'll lead you to other people, and they will lead you to other people. And you've got to do this over and over and over again. It sucks, but you got to do it. All right, please support my good friends that are on Blog Talk Radio from the Radio Jihad Network, Vito Esposito, which is on Monday nights from 6 to 8. My first mate, Kel Fritzy, and she's got a new partner now. I hope Tim Burton's doing good. But that was her old partner. They're on Tuesday from 6 to 8, and I was listening to their show. They had a good show tonight. Well, get well, Tim. Also, Annie from Southern Sense and Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. And, of course, my girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, also simulcast on Red State Radio. All right, we've got a lot to get through here tonight, and I never shut up. But we have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. There's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipping away.
Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Boatswain mate, shift colors!
All right, now, scuttlebutt of the day. Good God. Oh, yeah. I don't think there is enough grog on planet Earth, past, present, or future. Good God Almighty. There just isn't enough grog to, you know, to get me through this story. I mean, it is so ridiculous. I mean, this is beyond cheap. Childish. Jesus Christmas, man. I am this Trump versus con. What I like to call con job. Because that's exactly what it is. It's contrived, phony. It's scripted. It's ridiculous. Now look. All through history, the Democrats have been pulling these kinds of stunts. This is who they are. This is what they are. When they're losing, they immediately go into desperation mode and pull out all of the extreme measures. They'll go to the bottom of the barrel, man. They don't care. They'll scrape that bottom of that barrel. You betcha, Red Rider. They don't care. As long as they win, they don't at all costs. You know, I mean, but, you know, look, I believe in, you know, at all costs in certain things. But, I mean, there are certain, I mean, you got to be legitimate. I mean, they go to extreme measures. They've always done that. They're little sit-ins, acting like little children. Even the succession. They didn't get what they wanted. They did not want Abraham Lincoln to become president, so they left the Union. I mean, this is who they are. This is what they're about. And now they're bringing up this guy, which I, you know, on this I mean, this is a very difficult subject to talk about, because no matter what you say, some jackass out there is, what's racist, it's this, it's that, and blah, 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 blah. No, I'm not making fun of him that he lost his son. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. Do that. But, and nobody knows the man's true heart and his true mind. All I'm saying is I'm taking all of the evidence that has been before me. I can't go by anybody else's evidence, just mine. All the evidence that's been before me that I have been privy to. I know the Democrats. I know the games that they like to play, and they love to do this. They love to do this. And it seems to me that they're using this guy. Now, I don't know. I mean, I guess I heard reports tonight on the Radio Jihad Network, again, my first mate, Kel Fritzy. And I was busy trying to, you know, get some stuff going back and forth and the cat and this and that, and I'm listening. And Kel had asked a question about whether he was, this guy is mother or Muslim Brotherhood related. I was asking the same kind of question myself. Well, I've got a story in here. We'll get to it a little bit later, but the father actually took down his the website for his law firm because he promotes and he's making a profit off of migrants coming over from Syria and other places. So he's making a huge profit with this, and his goal is to – well, you know, just like their goal is to just infiltrate the world and take over every country they can. And don't think for one second they're not trying to take over the United States. I don't want to hear that. You know damn good and well they are. Well, this whole story, and again, I mean, I'm not trying to criticize the guy. The guy legitimately lost his son. His son, maybe I don't know whether his son was, you know, connected with Muslim Brotherhood. What would he be doing in the army other than to, I guess, spy? I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. Nobody ever heard anything about this guy until the convention. And I'm sorry, but this con is the one who started all the insults. He brought it up. Donald Trump did not call him out. But because he's talking about radical jihad, that automatically means all Muslims, is kicking every Muslim out. Well, no, he's trying to stop the influx of them coming in right now. Because, look, dude, these people are coming from Syria, Iraq, all these countries, Iran, all these countries that hate us. They want to do us harm. You understand? They don't like America, and there are a lot of them coming over here and harming America and Americans. Look what's going on in Europe. Donald Trump is simply trying to say, wait a minute, we're not discriminating. All we're trying to do is just put a halt, just put a stop, put a pause, put on the brakes. Let's stop for a minute here. Let's examine, who are you? What do you want? Why are you coming in here? Where are you coming from? We don't know you. We'd love to bring you over here, but there's just far too many of you coming over here and doing us harm. So this is called self-defense. This is what a president is supposed to do. Defend the freaking nation. My God. What country would not want to, keep themselves defended? I don't know. Europe doesn't want to do it. They're bringing it. And now look at France. France is a mess. Every week you got, two or three at a time, these terrorist attacks. People running people over with trucks. They got knives now, killing pregnant women, slashing them in the street. And my good friend Michael Savage, he gets kicked off of Facebook, gets put in Facebook jail for 24 hours or a week or whatever the hell it was, because he posted the story. That's hate speech. What? The freaking news is hate speech? You're an idiot. My God. Oh, you can't say anything about Muslims. Can't say anything about them. Well, when they stop killing people, maybe we will. And look, full disclosure, I have met Muslims over there and over here. And I have gotten along absolutely, I their religion wasn't part of my part of the conversation. Well, we did talk about each other's religions from time to time, but I didn't like them or because they were Muslim. I just liked them because I liked them. Religion wasn't part of anything. Had nothing to do with nothing. But now, I'm sorry, but we got to look at, people coming over here. And that does include Mexico. Sorry, not for nothing, but it's very easy for these guys to bring over, some very heavy, dangerous drugs. Now, look, I could care less about marijuana. Marijuana's marijuana, blah, 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 whatever. But this heroin, this cocaine, this crack, and all this other designer crap that they're coming up with. That stuff is dangerous. It's killing people. And Donald Trump was right. He's had several stump speeches. He's on a roll. They got to kick people out. And he said today. He says, we're going to have to start going into basketball arenas and sporting arenas and stuff. And it's true. There's thousands of people who are trying to get in and they couldn't get in. Then you show up at a Hillary Clinton campaign speech and, I'm sure they both enjoyed her speech. And then these polls are trying to convince us that Hillary Clinton is so far ahead. No, what? No, she never has been, never will be. Oh, she got a bump too. She didn't get a bump. Maybe a bump downward. But anyway, getting back, I know you're a Gold Star family. You're a member. Unfortunately, you are. It's not something you want to be, is what it is. You don't want it. You don't want that distinction. Now, I do, but this is very difficult because you don't really know what he's thinking, what he's saying. Now, he may be completely genuine. I don't know. But it just seems to me that the guy was being used. Nobody ever heard him before. And I'm sorry, but this dude started it, man, with the stuff that he was saying about Donald Trump in the convention. It's pretty harsh stuff. Donald Trump did not say he wanted to, he says, if it were Donald Trump was president back then, my son wouldn't be in the military. How do you know that? He came over here legitimately. How do you know that? But yet he's making a profit off of this immigration. Of course they are. There's a lot of people making money off of this immigration. That's why they don't want to get rid of it. They're making too much money. There's too much money they're making. That's what this is all about. That and votes. Yeah, come over here. You pay me. You come over here. You vote for me. And we'll let you stay. But if that Donald Trump gets elected, boy, I tell you, then you're going to have to go home. So you got to pay me more. And you got to vote for me more. You can't vote just once now. That's the only way Clintons know how to win is they got to cheat. Ross Perot, he was bought and paid for. Yeah, go out there and take the votes away from George Bush. But again, I know I'm Captain Digressor, but, and hold on, callers, we get calls in the second hour. I'll get to you, I promise you. But there, the stuff that he said about Donald Trump, first of all, I thought, well, you know, where the hell is this stuff coming from? And I do know he's a Gold Star family member. Now, again, one, if they were completely ignorant, could argue the same thing about Sean Smith's mother was being used by the GOP. However, they're not the same. They're not the same. First of all, Mr. Khan did not have Hillary Clinton lie to your face and say your son was killed by an internet video. You also did not have Hillary Clinton ignore your requests for extra security being in the most dangerous area on planet Earth at the time, and then ignore their cries for help when they were attacked. That did not happen. Okay, the stories are different. Mrs. Smith had a reason to get up there and ridicule Hillary Clinton. She had a reason. You, sir, did not have a real reason to ridicule Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not kill your son. They're not the same. They're just not the same. And Donald Trump is not saying that he wants to take every single Muslim, whoever you are, right now and throw you out. Whether you've been a citizen or not. We have to put the brakes on this. And yeah, if you can't prove who you are, yeah, I'm sorry, but you do got to go. And there are going to be a lot of them that are going to have to go. You can't obviously take every single one. You'll never get to every single one. But there will be a lot that has to go there for valid reasons. If you're a bad, I mean, they got, look, they've already released, I don't know how many, this is in California. This is, again, this is done by the government. And that's how Kate Steinle, remember her? Well, this guy's been arrested for all kinds of crap, rape, murder, and all this other junk, drugs. They keep getting released. They got rapists and murderers being released, and where are they? Well, they're roaming free in San Francisco. They're roaming free to all these sanctuary cities because it's racist to kick them out. You got criminals roaming your freaking streets. What do you mean? It's racist to kick them out. If I went around raping and killing people, oh, that's right, I'm white. What was I thinking? But the stories aren't the same. And again, Donald Trump did not attack Mr. Khan or his son. Donald Trump did not start this contrived little feud. Think Khan consistently smears the character of Muslims. That's what Mr. Khan said about Donald Trump. Consistently smears the character of Muslims. Only the bad ones, Mr. Khan. You understand? He said it a million times. Everybody has said it a million times. That's where everybody's at. But we do got to stop the immigration coming over from these countries. Look, it used to be, there used to be a ban on countries, people coming over here from countries. And right now, with what's going on in the Middle East, we need a ban. It's not racist. It's not bigoted. It's self-defense. Look, they got to clean their act up over there first. Why do we want to bring people that we don't know coming over here? And look, how many more incidences do we need in America? We've had enough. Europe has had enough. Look what's going on in Germany. I mean, my God. France, England, Sweden. It's everywhere. And it is in the United States. How many more of these these acts of terror is it going to take before Europe and the United States get together, hopefully with Russia? I'm sure they'd like to join the fight. And we get a worldwide coalition, and I'm sure China, if they wanted to. But China's too busy on trying to figure out a way to take over the United States. I don't think for one second that they won't. I know Donald Trump likes them and has done business with them. Okay, that's fine. We can like them and we can do business with them. But we also got to keep our eye on them. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of people that want to take this country over. He sacrificed nothing and no one. First of all, that was an unfair comment to make. I mean, what does that mean, sacrifice? Okay, he's talking about he sacrificed his son, is what he's saying. Well, I mean, what is a sacrifice? Okay, what is a sacrifice? What a sacrifice is to you, okay, not everybody lost a son in Iraq. I mean, that's why it's an unfair comment to make. It's an unfair comment to make. And Donald Trump's, I'm sorry, but I just thought that was a low blow. The comment, it was too personal that there was no reason, there was no purpose for him to say that to Donald Trump, is what I'm saying. There was nothing to back that statement up. And then Trump's response when he's on with old Snuffleupagus, when he asked about it, and he said, well, who wrote that? Did Hillary's script writers write that? And I was thinking kind of the same thing. It did seem a little bit, I'm sorry, but again, you don't know. It could have been genuine. But you know, first of all, nobody gets up there and speaks unless the DNC has read it and approves it. And don't you dare get off the script. So could it have been written by a script writer? Well, I mean, anything's possible. Do I know? I don't know. He could have written it. That's possible. I'm not saying anything. But what I'm saying is the comment it just didn't make any sense of why he would say that to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump wants to defend the nation from really bad people coming over to the country. He's talking about radical jihad, radical Muslim extremist, whatever term you want to use. It's the same thing, the same damn thing. It's all the same. Donald Trump said, well, you know, I've made sacrifices. Now, you know, the left is going to, you know, go all over this. He says, I worked very hard. I made sacrifices. Well, I'm sure he did. He gave up a lot of his, you know, free time because he didn't have any because he worked. Okay, that's a sacrifice. You can't be home playing with your kids and your beautiful wife. You got to go to work. That's a sacrifice. It may not be as big as losing a son, but I mean, how many people lost a son in Iraq? That's why the comment didn't, that's why it didn't. There's no comparison. There was no reason for this guy to make that comment to Donald Trump. And that's why Donald Trump asked, who wrote it? Was it Hillary's scriptwriters? Because there was just no provocation for him to make that comment. And now you got everybody ganging up on Trump now. Oh, good God. You know, the usual suspects. John Kasich. Hey, just shut up. He said, there's only one way to talk about a gold star parent. With honor and respect, Captain Khan is a hero. Together we should pray for his family. So, I mean, it's just like they're all ganging up on Donald Trump because now he disrespected a gold star family. Well, you know, it was the gold star family member that disrespected Donald Trump first. Let's just get that squared away. And he didn't disrespect him. He simply asked a question. And that's what I love about Donald Trump. He'll call you out. He can weed out a liar. He's pretty good at that. He can weed out a liar. And when he does, then he gets, of course, he's a racist because he, you know, called you out on lying. Well, I don't know if the guy was lying or not. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on in the guy's head. But, I mean, it just seems to me it wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, look, the Clintons couldn't get anybody even to go into the convention. They had to pay people to fill empty seats because all the Sanders people left. There were a lot of empty seats. And they had to – you had to – they'd give up your seat to someone else if you didn't cheer loud enough. You didn't show exuberance. You weren't crying. Yeah, I mean, this is what North Korea does. When one of their leaders or something, you know, dies, or they make them cry. And if they're not crying enough, they get beaten. So, I mean, the cries are just, I mean, it's pathetic. And those people crying at the DNC convention, I'm just like, get the hell out of here. Come on. I mean, don't Hollywood this, for crying out loud. And that's what I hate about the DNC. It's too Hollywood. It's way too Hollywood. It's pathetic. You don't need that. Just get out there and speak. That's what I loved about the RNC. It was very simple. It was classy. It was simple. All these cockamamie videos. And I mean, of course, Jeb Bush, he had to run his fat yap. What the hell? What was his comment? Here it is. This is so incredibly disrespectful of a family that endured the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Shut up, Jeb. What? And of course, you know, you got Obama. Now this right here, I got to play this clip here. Again, there's not enough grog to get me through this clip. I don't know how long of it I'm going to play. I'm not going to play all of it because I will. No, I can't do it. But this is what I found. You want to talk about disrespectful? Today at a presser, and this is why this is phony. I'm sorry, but I don't buy this whole Trump versus con story. That's why I call it a con job, because that's exactly what it is. It's a con job. They are so desperate. They need something. They're not winning in the polls. They're not winning the hearts and minds of the American people. So now they got to stoop to this level. And Donald, you know, don't give them any more fuel. I mean, you know, move on. But I think he is, and I think he will, because this is, I mean, this is ridiculous. I know there were some tweets back and forth. You know, Donald Trump tried to ease their mind and let them know, hey, you know, I'm just talking about radical Islam. I'm not talking about your son. What the hell are you talking about? But it doesn't matter. You know, they're gonna take these. You know, whatever Donald Trump said. He says, I was viciously attacked by Mr. Khan at the Democratic convention. Am I not allowed to respond? Hillary voted for the Iraq war, not me. The stuff that he said. He said something about, what was that, about a black soul? Oh, this is Mr. Khan. And he's going from interview to interview to interview. They're turning him into, you know, I mean, it's pathetic. They're using this guy. And, of course, everybody, all the networks have got to get him on now. And he's very happy to get in there and speak. He's getting his 15 minutes, isn't he? He's getting his little fame. And then when they're done with you, well, then you'll be over, Mr. Khan. Okay? You got short-lived fame. So enjoy it while you got it. He is a black soul. This was on, I believe, the State of the Union on CNN on Sunday, which nobody watches. Does anybody want? When was the last time anybody watched CNN? Their ratings have been so low for so many years. How do they stay in business? Why do advertisers? How do advertisers advertise? Why do they advertise? Who's watching it? I mean, where's CNN getting the money? Who's paying CNN? They got no viewers. Why are the advertisers paying all this money to keep CNN when no one watches them? Uh, right? Ah. He is a black soul, and this is totally unfit for the leadership of this country. Who the hell, what? The love and affection that we have received affirms that our grief, that our experience in this country has been correct and positive. The world is receiving us like we have never seen. They have seen the blackness of his character, of his soul. I mean, why is he, I mean, this is just coming out of left frickin' field, man. I mean, this stuff is crazy. Where is this stuff coming from? Black soul? Where, I mean, what the hell? What did Donald Trump say? Well, he called you out on whether what you said before was written by the Clinton speechwriters, which more than likely probably was. I mean, who knows? I don't know. I'm not saying it was or wasn't, but. And now, I mean, you're coming out here and Donald Trump says, hey, look, I mean, and then he asked about his wife. He says, I would have liked to hear her say something. And then he said, which, you know, even though, again, Donald Trump telling the truth, he said maybe she wasn't allowed to speak. You tell me. Well, that set him off. Well, now the mother is out speaking. I got her quote somewhere, too, and it's pathetic. I mean, it is. It's pathetic. I'm so sick and tired of this story. I really am. This is a nothing burger. I mean, here we are, we're going back and forth, and everybody's talking about this story. And ganging up on Donald Trump, you can tell how desperate they are. They are so desperate because they have nothing. They've got nothing. Nobody's coming to their aid, so now they got to go down to this level and create something that really isn't there. And, of course, Donald, he's going to give, you know, he's going to give them a little fuel. But we need to move on because this is ridiculous. This story has got to go away. Well, today, and this is what I found absolutely just, I mean, beyond pathetic. Again, it's phony. And it was scripted. This is how the liberals are. They don't know how to talk unless they got a teleprompter. Obama doesn't know how to speak unless he's got a teleprompter. And when he does, huh? What? Speak, damn it. Oh, Donald Trump is bad. Oh, yay, the crowd goes nuts. I mean, come on, shut up. Well, today there was a presser with the Prime Minister of Singapore, and he's there. They had a big state dinner, yes, last night. Oh, boy. Obama loves them state dinners, doesn't he? Yep. Kings like those kinds of those events, the state dinners. Are they going to wear tuxedos and... Oh, yeah, eat all the finest foods. And oh, yeah, it's a big to-do. So they like that. It's not taxpayers' expense. He's not paying for it. So what the hell? Let's party, boys! Well, the Prime Minister of Singapore was there, and the whole visit is for, you know, TPP, basically, is really what it is. And to celebrate, I guess, 50 years of doing business with Singapore. And I've been to Singapore a number of times. I liked it. It's one big giant shopping mall is what it is. That's really all it is. It's a big island. And it's a shopping center. It's all it is. It's a shopping mall. It's also one of the biggest ports in the world. Because everybody, you got Malaysia and all that, Indonesia, all through the islands there, and then you're cutting off and going into the Indian. So a lot of ships are coming and going from all over the world. It's one of the busiest, most jam-packed ports you ever seen. It's everywhere. Ships are everywhere. There's just ship. I don't know how we don't run into each other. There's just ships and boats everywhere. It's big commerce. It's what it is. Everybody's dropping things off, picking things up, or dropping things off and picking things up. I mean, it's busy. And then the military's in there. So there's a lot going on. But he is there for to promote and try to get this TPP signed. Well, it ain't going to happen because Obama, hopefully the Congress does not sign on to it. But Obama, he's got a magic pen, so he can just, you know, he can just sign it because, you know, he's a king. He's got a pen and he's got a phone, so he can do whatever he wants to. He can decree it. Well, in any event, you know, they're there to talk about the TPP and all this. And he gets this question from this reporter. I don't know who the hell it was. First of all, the question came out of – you're going to listen to it. But it was a plant. I mean, absolute sheer plant. You know that it was a plant. There's no reason, first of all, for this woman to ask this ridiculous question. You should be talking to and relating to why the prime minister is there. And he's standing up there looking like an asshole. He's like, what is this woman talking about? Why is she talking about politics? Why do I care about American politics? Why do I – it's a Donald Trump question. Why am I concerned about – why do I got to listen to this? Why is this reporter talking about Donald Trump and this Kiki Khan or whatever his name is? Kirky or Kirby, Kiki Khan, whatever his name is, Mr. Khan. Why is she bringing that up? Why? What the hell? I mean, you got the prime minister up there. Standing there just like, why is she asking this question? What does it have to do with me? I'm bored to tears. I got to listen to this. And then when Obama starts talking, the prime minister, I mean, he's looking around. Anybody got a gun I can shoot my head off with? Get me out of here. I mean, what the hell? I mean, I found that kind of a little bit disrespectful. But, I mean, it was inappropriate. There was no reason for this woman to ask this question. It was a plant. And you could tell she did memorize her question pretty well. I got to give her that. But you could tell, and I'm going to play it. It was so obvious and so pathetic. It is clearly obvious that this was a planted question. So let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. Okay, go ahead and play this clip. We're not going to play all of it. We'll play enough until we puke. And then we'll have to shut it off. So go ahead
and
go.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Given the Republican nominee's recent comments about the Khan family and his statement that as president he would consider recognizing Russia's annexation of Crimea, does it make you question his fitness to be president? And secondly, sir, on Libya, you said in the past that the worst mistake of your presidency may have been...
Oh, yeah, now she brings up Libya. Like, oh, I'm going
to
ask a hard question.
2011 NATO intervention in Libya. Do you see your new decision to bomb ISIS there as a direct result of that?
Oh, God.
Powderpuff. Yes. I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president.
Unfit, like you are?
He keeps on proving it.
Oh, keeps on proving it. Yeah.
The notion that he would attack a Gold Star family.
Oh, God, bring up a Gold Star family.
Had made such extraordinary sacrifices.
Kind of like
country.
The four men that died in Benghazi that you left there because you were too
the
freaking drunk to send in a goddamn
troops
to save their lives.
Critical issues. In Europe, in the Middle East.
Babbling. What the hell is he talking about?
It means that he's woefully unprepared.
Oh, he's woefully unprepared.
And this is not just my opinion. I think what's been interesting is the repeated denunciations of his statements by leading Republicans.
Yeah, by leading Republican. Who?
The Speaker of the House.
Leading Republican? Nobody likes him.
Majority leader?
Nobody likes him either.
Prominent Republicans like John McCain.
John McCain, prominent Republican?
The question I think that they have to ask themselves is, if you are repeatedly
Oh, really?
Having to say in very strong terms that what he has said is unacceptable.
It's not unacceptable. I accept
Why are you still
it.
Endorsing him?
Why are you still talking about it?
What does this say about your party that this is your standard
you?
Bearer?
Yeah, that's right. We tell the truth. That's our standard bearer. Get over it.
This isn't a situation where you have an episodic gaffe.
What?
This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say,
he's getting more
this
people.
Is not somebody I can support for President of the United States.
No, the American people are saying this is the man we can support. You are not the man
Even
we can support.
Even if he purports to be a member of my party.
What? No, he's babbling again. He's got no teleprompter.
Yeah,
he
the
know
fact
what the hell
that has not yet happened
what? Oh,
makes
yeah,
some
oh.
of these denunciations ring hollow. I don't
oh,
doubt
yeah,
their sincerity.
Hollow.
I don't doubt that they were outraged about some of the statements that Mr. Trump and his supporters made about the Kahn family.
What? What is he talking about?
There has to come a point at which you say...
Don't you understand, Mr. Obama? You got the Prime Minister
over
there?
Somebody who makes those kinds of statements doesn't have the judgment, the temperament.
Oh, he's just babbling. What's he talking about? Shut up! Shut up! Shut him up! Turn him off! Turn him off! My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, I can't take it! I can't take it! He's just babbling! And this goes on for over 6 minutes. I couldn't listen to 6 minutes of him just babble. And now they keep bringing up this, he's insulting a Gold Star family member. Like the liberals give a damn about the Gold Star family members? Really? How about all the family members of lost police officers that you didn't have in your convention? But you had the mothers of the officers of the people that were killed by the police because they were robbing banks and liquor stores and convenience stores and shooting people and doing whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Now, I'm sure there are some that, you know, do cops illegitimately shoot people? Yes, they do. Do people illegitimately shoot cops? Yes, they do. Do people illegitimately shoot people? Yes, they do. I'm sick and tired of politicizing death, really, in any way. But the reason Sean Smith's mother was up there was to demonstrate the character of Hillary Clinton, but not to get sympathy for her son dying. This guy came out of left field, this Kahn. I mean, his son died in 2004. And now all of a sudden he's attacking Donald Trump 12 years later and calling him a black soul. And I mean, it just seems to be just, it's too over the top to be really legitimate. And then he's holding up the Constitution. Holding up the, like, oh, come on. Holding up the Constitution. Have you ever read the Constitution, Mr. Trump? Well, have you read the Constitution there, Mr. Kahn? Now, I got a story that I'm going to get to here. And then hold on, callers. We're going to get to you. Now, this is Article 3, Section 3. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless blah, 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 blah. But the adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Now, I'm going to say this again because I want you to pay close attention to this part of what the Constitution calls treason. Hearing to their enemies. there, meaning the United States, adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. I want you to pay close attention to that. Now, we do got reports. It was reported, and I'm sure it's going to be coming out probably really soon. If not, it's already out. I haven't had a chance to read the latest Drudge report, so I've been busy for a while. But there are reports that he is connected to Muslim Brotherhood. We all know Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. Egypt has considered them a terrorist organization. But yet we have Muslim Brotherhood in our own government. Go figure. You can't figure that. But yet we do. Now, here's how the story goes. And this is how they, and I tried finding out a little bit more today, and all the stories are all negative. Donald Trump insults Gold Star family member. That's all the headlines are. Donald Trump insults Gold Star family member. That's all that they're saying. This is ridiculous. It's beyond too much. It's too much. The story is too much. It's not legitimate. Donald, ignore him. Don't even bring any more to it. And people need to stop talking about it, including me. But I gotta get my 2 cents worth of this crap. This is how the articles start out. Now this one's from Breitbart. Kizer, that's his name. Kizer. That was Kiki. Kiki Khan. Well, I'm gonna call him Kiki. Kizzy. Kizer. Kizer Khan, the Muslim Gold Star father. They had to bring that out. Why do I need to know that he's Muslim and a Gold Star father? They got to bring that out. That Democrats and their allies, media-wide, have been using to hammer Donald Trump. Well, he's deleted his law firm's website from the internet. Evidently, the websites and several outlets have reported it. Several people have reported it, and it's only going to get more and more people are going to report it. And it's probably we're going to be hearing more and more him about his Muslim Brotherhood connections. It's going to get ugly. I guarantee it's going to get ugly. We're going to be fighting over this guy, fighting over this story. He's out all over the place doing all these interviews. And it's still not working because I don't think the American people are really buying this guy. I don't think the American people are buying this guy. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying any of this crap. I'm sorry that he lost his son. Look, I mean, my God. I mean, how could you? I mean, come on. How could you not, you know? But my point is, I mean, the attack had... The attack that this Mr. Khan had to Donald Trump was there was no reason for it. Donald Trump did not insult you. He did not attack you. Sean Smith's mother, Hillary Clinton, attacked her, lied to her, right to her face. Attacked her son. She basically opened the gates. And as they came in, here's your weapon, boys. Here's your weapon, boys. Come on in. Come on in. Take your free weapons. She had a legitimate reason to go out and attack Hillary Clinton. This guy did not have a legitimate reason to attack Donald Trump. He can say he didn't like his policies. What policies? He's never been in office before. So this is what I don't like. And, of course, the left, you know, they'll exploit anybody. They don't care. What I'd like to know, and I hate to say this, I really do, but I just know the reputation of the left. I'd like to know exactly how much he got paid because they can't get any supporters unless they pay for them. And they can't win any elections unless they steal them. And Hillary Clinton is not winning in the polls. Well, a lot of people have reported that this Mr. Khan financially benefits from what they call unfettered pay-to-play Muslim migration into America. So So maybe that's what it is. That's why, that's where the attack is coming from. Because Donald Trump is going to take money out of your pocket. Because you're making big bucks by bringing over all these little jihadis. And you don't know whether they're jihadis or whether they're legitimate people that are trying to escape tyranny. What do you care as long as you're getting paid? That's what this is all about. Now I know why this Mr. Khan, it just dawned on me right now reading this, and I read the story earlier, and I still could not figure out where this attack from Mr. Khan was coming to Donald Trump. It just didn't make any sense. It just, and why he keeps at it. Well, what it is, now it makes sense. It's money. It's money. And now he's desperate. He's desperate now. That's why he keeps going to all of these interviews with CNN. Of course, CNN, they'll take anything. He's going all over the place, giving all these interviews, just destroying Donald Trump, but nobody's listening. But evidently, there was his website, and we're going to get to it. And it was captured by the Wayback Machine. Evidently, that they can capture archived websites. So once it's on the web, they can capture it, even though it's no longer a website, but they can still capture it. How they do it, I don't know. Well, evidently, it showed that as a lawyer, he engages in procurement of EB-5 immigration visas and other related immigration services. Now, what the hell is EB-5, you ask? Well, I didn't know about it either. Well, the EB-5 program evidently helps wealthy foreigners, more often than not, it says here, from the Middle East, basically buy their way into America. I guess it is rampant with corruption. Of course it is. Everything is corrupt now. But it's a big, huge, corrupt money-making scam. And bringing all these people over here, and there are a few people like this, Mr. Khan, who are making gazillions of dollars. And Donald Trump wants to put an end to it. And that's what this is all about. He sees his cash cow getting taken away, which you've got an illegal cash cow. What you're doing, Mr. Khan, and this is what I wanted to, why I brought up Article 3, Section 3. Have you read the United States Constitution, Mr. Khan? Adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Well, that, sir, is you. That is what you are doing. They are our enemy. We do not have a piece of paper passed by Congress and signed by the president, but we do have enemies. They are at war with us. They want to kill us. They do not like us. They want to take us over. They want to turn us into Sharia. They are our enemy. You are bringing them over here to the United States of America. You are giving them aid and comfort. You, sir, Mr. Khan, if you wanted to get technical right down to the nuts and bolts, according to the United States Constitution, are committing treason. So you, sir, have you read the United States Constitution? According to Chuck Grassley, he is the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, has been detailing such corruption over the past several months. And just this past February, this was one of his statements about it. And I quote, "Maybe it is only here on Capitol Hill, on this island surrounded by reality, that we can choose to plug our ears and refuse to listen to commonly accepted facts." What the hell is a fact anymore? A fact is what you want it to be. Well, I mean, I want it to be a lot of things. Ho-ho, do I want things to be a lot of things? Ho-ho. Oh, baby. However, we have a little thing in this world called reality. So your facts, 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 smacks. Liberals make up their own facts as they go along. They don't give a damn about reality or facts. As long as they benefit. He goes on. The Government Accountability Office, the media, industry experts, members of Congress, and federal agency officials have concurred that the program is a serious problem with serious vulnerabilities. Allow me to mention a few of the flaws, he says. And he goes on and on and on and on and on. There are also classified reports that detail the national security, fraud, and abuse. Our committee has received numerous briefings and classified documents to show this side of the story. The enforcement arm of the Department of Homeland Security wrote an internal memo that raises significant concerns about the program. One section of the memo outlines concerns that it could be used by Iranian operatives to infiltrate the United States. Duh! That's probably the whole frickin' point of it. The memo identifies seven main areas of program vulnerability, including the export of sensitive technology, economic espionage, use by foreign government agents and terrorists, investment fraud, illicit finance, and money laundering. Boy, with all of that, you think you were talking about the Clinton Foundation. That's probably guarantee. I guarantee. Now, I just now that again, it's all coming to me now. How much you want to bet that this guy has some kind of connection or has donated to the Clinton Foundation in some way, somehow? This organization, this law firm, of bringing all these Muslims coming over here from Syria and all these places that hate us. I bet I'd like to see just how much money he's donated to the Clinton law firm or the Clinton Foundation. How much his law firm has. Oh, you know this. You know it's going to come out. I mean, you know all this junk is coming out. I mean, this is, I mean, liberals, you know what? I think the liberals are going to end up shooting themselves in the foot. They thought that they were going to bring Donald Trump down, but I think it's going to backfire on them. Because there's a lot of stories that are now coming out about this Mr. Khan, and they didn't realize it. They screwed up. I think the Democrats screwed up here. They didn't realize it. But it's going to come out. It's going to backfire on them. And Donald Trump is going to come out ahead. It's just the way it is. All right, I ran 5 minutes over, but that's all right. We'll go to the phone lines now again. The number is 646-716-7978 to make sure you press the number 1. Now this, I think I know who this is. But it's a new phone number, so I don't know if it's her or not. If it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. So the last four digits are 3338. You are now on the air. Good evening. Is
Hello,
this you or team? Someone else? It's
Hello,
you, okay. Team. Hi, thanks. How you doing,
it's me.
Sue?
I'm doing good.
I know
good.
Who you are. I know who you are. I have some good news for you. You do?
I'm fixing to give you a bunch of puzzle pieces and put them all together for you. Okay.
All right.
You know the story about the stuff that was stolen from storage that was in being held at the Burns standoff in Oregon. Correct?
Right.
Okay, let me tell you, the stuff was stolen, I've told you this on the air before, from a place called Public Storage. Guess what the family name is who owns that Public Storage?
The Khan?
A-H-A-N. So, when I went on to the DNC live stream, which they claim got hacked, it didn't get hacked. I got on there and spoke it. Is this the same con that owns the public storage where all this stuff was stolen and being held by government and somebody got murdered over? So I went out and started saying, asking, look at all the stuff they're pulling up on this man. Now does all the pieces fit together? Do you understand how this man con fits into the picture?
Well, this guy is, this. You know, it's going to come out. This guy is connected into a lot of stuff.
Somebody just go in and Google search, do whatever you got to do, get onto the public storage complaints, start reading them. They're all the same. There's a pattern there. This dude is ripping America off, the con family.
It's a con job. That's why I've been saying
it's a
con
job. Yes, it's a con
job.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's his connection. And so, yeah, he's in bed with the Clinton Foundation, and he's in bed with these Muslims that are trying to play these fast games over here. Mm. Sorry, it's not going to work. I told you, I'm going to tell. I'm going to keep telling. I'm going to keep speaking.
You know, I mean, it's not working. No matter how low they go. They'll stoop to any level. You know that they're desperate. And the American people really aren't buying this guy. It's starting to backfire already. And I think it's going to...
I'm
going to
also
really
say beware of the third running candidate. Now, I'm going to remain silent. I'm just going to say beware. Don't let charm trick you. That's all. If it comes down to it, then I'll get on here and I'm going to speak, and I hope you let me tell it all again on that part of it.
All right. I don't, it's only going to get uglier. And I'm sick of these elections. You know, we're adults. We're Americans. Now, look, I understand a hard-fought campaign, and I don't mind that, but let's stick to the issues and let's stop with this childish crap and bringing up, parents of, we don't need to
Glenn
do
Beck
that.
Is going
to
be all behind this dude coming in the third party candidate. If that gives you a little hint right there, Glenn Beck's going to be all behind.
It's not going to be Ted Cruz.
No.
Work because look, I mean, Donald Trump has got, he's in, where was he
His
at
name
today?
Is Johnson. His name is Johnson.
Yeah, I read
his
name.
With deep, heavy ties into the Mormon community, into the Mormon politics, into the Mormons' idea of their one world order and how it's going to be. But remember this. In their doctrine and covenants, they claim they believe in the Bible, but they also have a doctrine and covenants that they go by. Like the Muslims have their own books, their Quran, they go by. Okay? And in their doctrine and covenants, it clearly states their bishop, with his finger, read it to my face, that all of the prophecies of the New Testament are null and void, which would mean Jesus wasn't born, Jesus wasn't crucified, Jesus isn't coming again. So how can you call yourself the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints? It's a big lie.
Well, everybody wants to control the world, and everybody wants to have all the power, and I'm just so sick and tired.
Well, as an ex-husband that was Mormon, I've been in their Mormon church. I was told their idea of how it was going to be one day, and their idea was exactly what was kind of in the Bible with people in cages and in prisons and people being beheaded. They believe the same thing as Islam. Their actions, what they allow to children, what they allow to, and things they say to women, it is exactly what the Islam faith does to women, only they don't make them wear burqas because they're in America.
Right. No, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of religions that do that because it's all about power. And that's why people do this. They get into these organizations, and the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So you go into these, we're going to help this, help that. Next thing you know, you're a slave, and you can't get out. But no, this con, we're going to find out We're going to find out more about this guy. And I, you know, I mean, I don't know. I have no proof whatsoever that he is connected to the Clinton Foundation. It's merely a speculation based on all of the evidence prior to and just what I know about the Clintons. It wouldn't surprise me. Let's just put it that way. I would not be surprised. But I don't know. I think it's backfiring, though. So I really do. I think the American people aren't buying it. Again, Donald Trump, I can't remember where he was at today, but they got thousands of people that are trying to get in, and they can't get in. They can't get in. You know, a Hillary Clinton campaign speech, they got nobody. You know, I mean, Donald Trump is winning in the polls. Hillary Clinton is not. We can't afford this woman. America, we can't. Come on, Sue, we can't have her.
No,
we can't
we
have
can't.
Hillary Clinton.
We can't.
Not
unless you want a lot of innocent people murdered for her greed for money.
Yeah,
and
she
all
is
these
all
people right now she's pretending to be friends with, even the black community. It's a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. If she
sure
do it
is.
To my
and
family, she's going to do it to your family too.
Sure. And you know, Donald Trump is right. You know, if she was the president, she's blackmailed. And I still believe, and I've said this on my program before, I think Barack Obama was blackmailed. And that's why he does a lot of the things he does for, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and, you know, Muslims in general. And you know, he does give a lot of leeway to a lot of bad people.
And John McCain's in on it, too.
Oh,
John McCain's in on it, too. Mr. Arizona, he's in on it, too.
Sure,
and
he
that's
is.
He's
bought and paid.
He's up there rubbing noses with Obama right now.
Sure, he's bought and paid for. You bet he is. But they're blackmailed, so they have to do this. And that's what we don't want. We don't want to. You can't blackmail Donald Trump. What are you going to blackmail him with? He's got more money than God. He doesn't need your money. He can't be bought.
And just so you know, I also, when this DNC thing was going on that very night, received a threat of my daughter being drugged with a double dose to make sure she don't breathe again. So something happens to my daughter, people better know it's going to break loose. Because it's going government officials involved in this. And I'm fed up. My grandson's got cancer. There's a cure out there for it. But because they kidnapped him, we can't get it to him. He's dying. His immune system is shutting down.
Where they got him?
The state has him in CPS care in Grant County, Washington. Where more corruption, where you get arrested for hanging up an American flag and pulling a cord when someone is stealing your service.
Right.
And where you get, every time you get arrested, you are charged with resisting arrest.
I know.
Lie after lie told. You don't get to see a judge when you go to court. If you know constitutional law, if you know your civil rights, the public defenders want to have you go through a psychological evaluation so they can declare you insane so you can say nothing. You have no freedom of speech. Oh, and by the way,
right.
You lose your right to carry a gun, too.
Right. That's another thing that's becoming real popular is they got to give you a psych eval, and, of course, you can't use your own psychiatrist. You got to use theirs, and you know that.
And the judges there in Grant County are all involved. When they arrested me for hanging an American flag and removing the service someone was stealing from me, the judges claimed they had a conflict of interest with me. And they sent a judge from juvenile court to come in who actually did have a conflict of interest with me, and he found out about it when he got before me because he didn't know who I was. He's the one involved in the paper signing of my grandkids being illegally done in the system. These are Native American children that they have broke federal law after federal law.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what the hell to make of anything anymore, Sue. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what to make of anything other than I don't believe anything. I do not believe this con. I do not believe the Clintons. I don't believe anything. You know, if I can't see it, smell it, touch it, feel it, roll it up and smoke it.
Well, I believe it not because I heard it in the news, not because I read it somewhere, because these things happen to me. These are the ball players who have been throwing balls at me and swinging bats at me when I didn't even know they were coming at me until they hit me. Until they tried hitting my son. Until they set up the ambushes. Until they dropped missiles in our desk. Until they injected us with toxic radiation trying to kill us.
I know. Well, they're going to continue doing it. So, but anyway, Sue,
well,
I really appreciate
I'm willing to take whatever the cost is to speak out for the people, because I'm hoping that the people are hearing this. I'm hoping that you wake up and understand. I am not lying to you. I have no reason to. Stand up. Do something. It's your freedoms.
That's you. You're absolutely correct. You got to stand up. excuse me, I'm choking to death here. But in any event, Sue, I really appreciate your calling. You're all, you're a good audience member. Thank you very much for your contribution and your fight for freedom. We appreciate
it.
I love you too. Thank you. All right, now let's go to the next caller. This looks like yes. I'm still choking. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me die and I'll come back. All right, I think I'm dead enough now. All right, let's bring on Joseph Gibson. Mr. Gibson, can you hear me?
Hey, Cap, how you doing?
All right, well, I'm choking to death and dying and hacking and cacking, and but I'm here. And
well, I decided to check in with you. I'm on vacation, actually. I'm in the state of Wisconsin with Mike from Wisconsin, one of my listeners who's a good friend.
Hey,
and
there's a guy running for Ryan's seat. And I'm starting to like this guy. Yeah. Finally, somebody is challenging. You know, this is what I can't stand. You know, same with John Boehner. Nobody in Ohio could challenge him. Oh, we can't challenge him because he's the Speaker of the House. No. These people should be challenged every single election cycle. Every single
exactly.
one of these congressmen should be challenged. That's kind of, you know,
exactly.
if you want to talk about a democracy, well, let's get a real democracy.
Well,
they
what about these
people?
You're right, Cap. You're right. What about these politicians who stay in office for 30 years?
I know, and you know, and they keep bringing the same old hackneyed nonsense back into, you know, into our lives, and they're gaining more and more and more and more and more power. The longer they stay in office, the more power they gain. Well, that's not the point for our Congress. They're not there to gain the power. They're just simply there to run the government. You don't have to make a law in Congress. Congress does not need to make hundreds and hundreds of laws every year to be doing their job.
No, and they don't need to make term limit laws either. We, the people, need to give them their term limits.
This is exactly how I've said this a million times. I don't care. You know, if the guy is really genuinely doing a great job and you want to keep him, keep him. But if he's not, he's got to go. And it's okay that
this guy's a friend of mine.
American people have to be the one to decide whether he keeps
his job.
It's
like in my hometown, Cap, the local sheriff there has been there for 35 years, you know. It's time for a new sheriff. The town is the same. He couldn't solve – we had our first murder about 4 years ago, a double homicide. He couldn't get it solved. You know what? He's the sheriff. Hey, you know what? Get them out of there. Let's get some new meat in there. Let's get a new sheriff's department in there. You know?
We have to cycle these guys through because they're just, like I said, the longer they're in office, the more power that they gain. And the more power they gain, the less freedoms we gain. They just, you know, and we can't have that. We can't have that anymore.
Right.
It's okay to challenge these people. But I've been bitching tonight about this con. I mean, this story has got to go away. You know what I'm talking about? That Mr. Khan that, you know, has been battling with Donald Trump over.
Yes, I know a little bit about it, but if you could refresh me a little bit, I got to be honest, I didn't catch the beginning of your program, and last night I was looking for you, but I guess you didn't have a show last night, so I figured, I got to check and see if the cap's on.
No, I wasn't home last night. It was things that just got nuts. But
no, I understand.
You know, it's just, you know, I couldn't get
but
anywhere
touch
near
me up on
here.
This.
Well,
but touch
this
me up
guy,
on this story. Touch
he's
me
at
up.
The, he's at the convention, and he's calling Donald Trump. You know, what did you sacrifice? I sacrificed my son. And if you were president, my son would have never been in the country. He was a Muslim immigrant, and his son joined, I believe, the army, and he was a lieutenant or a captain, and he got killed in 2004. And he's out there attacking Donald Trump, and Donald Trump.
Well, that's
you know,
well, you know, Cap. These Muslims, you know, this is the real threat. And you know, I had an argument last week. So I've been on vacation, and I haven't done a show. Actually, before I go on anymore, I spoke with your radio jihad friends there on the show last week, and I got the host coming on my program on Sunday. I hope. And a bunch of their
which
friends.
One?
So that's going to be a,
which one? Which one?
When I get back home, I'll check my emails and the names. Because like I said, I'm on vacation. I don't have any of my notes with me. But I know for a fact that I mentioned your name. And they're like, oh, yeah, the cap is great. Thank you. And so you're very popular over there. So for your listeners tonight, you know, the captain's popular in a lot of different blog talk shows. So, you know, well, give them kudos there. But as far as these Muslims, Cap, this is a big – look what's going on in Europe. Look what's happening in France. They're on – you know, are we going to allow this to happen in America?
Donald Trump is trying to do. Donald Trump is trying to keep those the terrorist attacks that are not only going on in America. He's trying to get rid of them and at least mitigate them. But he's trying to keep us from turning like what's going on in Germany. I mean, now they had a pregnant woman – who gets hacked and slashed to death in the streets with a knife. And Michael Savage, posts it on Facebook, and he gets kicked off of Facebook. He gets for
no,
like
get
a week
away.
Or
are you
24
serious?
Hours. Yeah, I got the story in here somewhere.
Wow.
You know, and he's kicking him off. He's got 21 more hours to go. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we trying to suppress this? These are real people that
Facebook,
are killing real people.
But I heard Cap that Savage did get back on. Did he get back
right.
on Facebook? Because if he didn't, I'm boycotting Facebook.
You know, I mean, I'm getting, first of all, I'm getting sick and tired of Facebook. But, I mean, I have to use it because I do a lot of communication with it. But and they got the slot machines. But, I mean, look, we have to recognize that what's going on is going on all over the world. This is a world problem.
It's coming here.
Well, it already is here.
It's coming here.
It's already here.
It's
only going to get bigger.
What I meant was,
it's only going
to
get bigger.
It used to be, Cap, it used to be a yearly thing. Then it was a monthly thing. Now it's an everyday thing with these Muslims.
I
know. You
know,
and I heard these imams all around the country are getting propaganda shipped in, the Sharia law shipped in, this propaganda, these textbooks, teaching the young Muslims in America today what to do and how to attack Americans, how to befriend them, lie to them, and then attack them.
Well,
it's
see,
crazy.
This Mr. Khan, now you watch, this Mr. Khan, it's going to be coming out. And there's going to be story after story. This it's going to backfire on the Democrats. They screwed up by using this guy. They screwed up by using this guy to attack Donald Trump. And there was no probable cause for him to attack Donald Trump. But I figured it out. It's because
so
this
they figured
guy
it out.
Is,
they found out. Things about him, huh?
Well, no. Well, this guy he's a lawyer, and his law firm is all part of this what they call EB-5 program, which the program helps wealthy foreigners from the Middle East buy their way into America. Well, this EB-5 program, you've got Chuck Grassley, you've got a lot of media outlets, you've got a lot of people even in the government saying, wait a minute, this program is rampant with corruption and fraud. and abuse. And this guy, now it's coming out, and I heard this from the Radio Jihad Network, that this Mr. Khan is very well connected with the Muslim Brotherhood. And as I kept reading and going on and on and on, and the reason why I think Hillary Clinton allowed him to speak, he's probably more than likely, I don't know, I'm not accusing, but I would not be a bit surprised if he didn't have certain connections and didn't make a lot of donations, his law firm, to the Hillary Foundation, the Clinton Foundation.
And Cap, do you
the
think
Clinton
there's
Foundation
any
is
chance,
everywhere.
Do you think there's any chance of us convincing these Hillary zombies? That should be a patent name, and we should come up with a T-shirt, you know, something with some sort of motto that you know, that points out these Hillary zombies out there. Because I've spoken to quite a few of them, and they don't care if she's committed felonies. They don't care about Benghazi, you know. And it sickens me. It sickens me. It really does.
But you know what? I don't really see a lot of Democrats. First of all, she lost all of the Bernie Sanders supporters, and the Bernie Sanders supporters, Bernie has lost a lot of his supporters, and they're going over to Jill Stein. They're not going to vote for Donald Trump, but they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Not only that, even the people that aren't Bernie Sanders fans are not Hillary Clinton fans. She is not winning in the polls. She's not winning by any stretch. The Democrats are either going to stay home.
You think they're going to fix the elect cap, in your personal opinion?
They're
going to
try.
Right now.
They're going to try. Look, the Clintons are going to try anything they can to fix the election. But I think the overwhelming vast majority of the people are – they won't be able to fix it. They can try, but they're gonna fail.
I think they can't pull off a complete hoodwink job. They can't. Too many people are watching today. Can they fix it by 10, 50,000, or maybe even a couple hundred delegates? Yes. But they can't do it in, like, a vast majority, like you said. And, you know, so that's why it's so important to keep getting this information out there.
Well,
like
you know, Donald Trump is hammering
–
right. Donald Trump is hammering Pennsylvania. And, you know, we do know that Hillary Clinton, you know, her goal is to shut down, you know, the coal plants. And you know, Donald Trump wants to bring them back. Well, the people in Pennsylvania, they need a job. They're, you know, they've been hurt.
Well, that was the steel, that was the steel factory state.
Right.
The steel mills were there.
They're hurting. And, you know, Donald Trump is giving them a reason. Hey, I'm going to bring your job back. Hillary, she's saying, oh, yeah, we feel sorry for you. We know it's all you, blah, 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 blah. But yet she's
going
to take
away
their
job. And like
the
coal industry, Cap, the coal industry, Pennsylvania was huge in the coal industry. Obama destroyed the coal industry.
Right, and Hillary wants to continue to do it, too. She's already said it. Donald Trump wants to bring it back. And, you know, I think Donald Trump stands a really good chance going. The last time
the VP candidate for Hillary is from Virginia. The Virginia is huge coal also.
Virginia, I think Virginia is going to cut to if Virginia and Pennsylvania, which are coal country, if coal country and Ohio. If those three states go Trump, he's got it. He's got it.
He's in there. Yeah, I agree.
He needs
Pennsylvania.
And the other states will follow. He even stands a pretty good chance of winning New York. I really think he does.
What about, he'll definitely win New York, Cap. But what about Florida? Florida could be a key state, too.
Well, Florida's always Florida. Florida will always be Florida. It's one of the most corrupt, you know, states. Everyone's trying to steal the election in Florida. God only knows. But the main things, I mean, if he gets Pennsylvania, Ohio, you know, those states right there, other states are going to follow, quite possibly, maybe Indiana.
What the big point is, too, Cap, is if it wasn't for the superdelegates, Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee.
Yeah, he would have. He would have.
You know?
But,
and you know how many hits I get on Facebook of people who say, I support Bernie because I want the $15 an hour minimum wage hike. I want the free college. You know, Who the hell is going to pay for that? How the hell can anyone pay? How could that ever happen in America? It'd be impossible.
Well, you know, and Donald Trump has it right. He says he does want to raise it, but look, it's got to be raised by the states because, you know, life in New York is much different than Utah or Montana or,
absolutely,
you know, anywhere else. So it's got to be it can't be nationwide because it doesn't work. $7, $15 an hour in New York versus $15 an hour in, let's say, Montana, you know, or someplace.
$15 an hour in Montana is like $60 an hour in New York.
Yeah,
right?
You know, I mean, $15 an hour in New York is, you know, is nothing. But that's all. Look, they're just pandering. That's all they want to do is pander for more votes. Look, the Democrats have nothing. And they're bringing this guy out, and it's going to come out. It's going to backfire on them. They are so desperate, these people. The liberals are
Hillary Clinton is
beyond desperate. They've got, look, Donald Trump.
What's the latest poll?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, but Donald Trump, I'll tell you where the real polls are. You go to a rally. Well, Donald Trump, even today, he had thousands of people that couldn't get in. When Hillary Clinton has a rally, nobody's showing up. She does not have the supporters. And look, she had to pay at the convention. She had to pay people to go support. And they were told if they didn't cheer loud enough, if they didn't cry, if they didn't, you know, show
a
certain level of enthusiasm.
Hey, Cap, that's a great point you just brought up.
Hold on. I know, but hold on. If they didn't show enough enthusiasm, their seat was taken away. So that's why you were seeing all these people jumping up and down and cheering. They didn't want to get their seat taken away. They were crying. And they had to pay them. That's the only way Democrats are going to get supporters.
Exactly.
They've got to pay them.
Advertising on Craigslist for demonstrators. They were going to pay them to go there to the conventions.
Yeah, they did. They paid. No, they did. It was absolutely true. They even interviewed a few people that didn't really realize that they were, you know, what was happening, and they admitted it. Yeah, we were paid. You know, they're coming out here. And they admitted it. No, it was all true. They had to pay supporters because the Bernie Sanders supporters left, and they didn't have anybody, so they had to pay
people.
Isn't
that a violation of campaign regulations and laws?
Well, probably not. But, I mean, look, you didn't have to – look, people will pay to go see Donald Trump. I mean, people are not going to pay to go see Hillary Clinton. That's where the real right. That's where the real polls are. The real polls are the people. Donald Trump has more people coming to his rallies. He has more support than Hillary Clinton.
And what's with this Black Lives Matter? I was traveling across the country. I'm traveling, and I'll be back in North Carolina soon. In Washington, D.C., for instance, what did Black Lives Matter? I heard they shut down the entire Interstate 95 this past weekend. And that's
what
the truckers were talking about.
I heard something. My brother, I think, mentioned it. I don't know too much about it, but, you know, I mean, why shut down? I mean, that's just – what is the point?
Exactly.
Are you really
– exactly.
So let's say you shut this – you shut it down, and now when it opens back up because you got arrested, I mean, what did you gain? What are you going to get out of it?
Exactly.
What are you going to win?
Good
what
point.
Is the end
Good
prize?
Point.
What are you going to win with this? You're going to win absolutely nothing. But you know, I can't wait for more stories to come out. You got to check about this con. It's a con job.
I'm going to investigate that. And that's a great story, Cam. It's just like Benghazi. When you went off on Benghazi, I didn't get it at first. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of bored listening to it. But now that I've looked into it, wow. Benghazi really was a barn burner. That was absolutely disgusting. Hillary Clinton
I knew it from the very beginning. I remember when it came on the radio first before it came on TV. And I went up to my landlord. And she was outside. And, you know, it was kind of a nice, you know, it was kind of, you know, warm in New York. She was outside smoking a cigarette. And I said, hey, I said, you know, do you hear about it? Our embassy got attacked, and we don't even know where our ambassador is. It's on fire. She goes, what? She goes, I've been watching the news all day. She goes, I haven't heard anything. I said, well, you're not going to hear it on TV. You know, and I went back downstairs. I was trying to get, you know, more information. Yeah. And I knew, you know, at the beginning, and then when all this stuff come out, and then you got Susan Rice saying that, you know, about this video. And I'm thinking, what video? What the hell are they talking about? You know, because it started before Susan Rice came on. They were mentioning, you know, a video right away. And I'm thinking, everybody's going, what video? What? I said, this stinks.
I know. What
this
video?
Stinks.
Exactly. What
this
the hell are they talking about?
This doesn't make sense. And the more and more and more as they kept talking, the more and more, you know, deeper it got. And it is still deep. We're never going to know the real truth. It was weapons.
No, we won't. We won't. And, but your brother was right. But your brother was right, Cap. I'm looking it up right now. Black Lives Matter did shut down Interstate 95. 13 people were arrested. It was at Exit 75, Williamsburg, Norfolk. I got the picture right here on the computer where they blocked the highway. And I, so the truckers were correct what they were telling me because I was going up 95. Isn't that disgusting? Why shut down an interstate? You know, so your brother was absolutely 100% correct. That news report was correct by exit 75. They had banners above the bridge and they walked out in front of the middle of the highway and stopped traffic. Can you believe
it? What state was this?
What the
hell? What state?
Virginia. In Virginia, it was at exit 75. Okay, exit 75 on Interstate 95. In Williamsburg, Norfolk, before you merge onto Route 64. They walked in front of the traffic, stopped traffic, hung banners, threw things over the bridge, and I'm showing looking at pictures now of all of them being handcuffed. Yeah, absolutely disgusting.
Well,
in
there was a guy by himself. It was a New York City park. I can't remember the park, but he's got you know, a Make America Great Again hat. You know, a Donald Trump red Make America Great hat. Okay, he's wearing the hat. He's in the park. Well, they all of these I guess they were Hillary supporters. They escorted him out, and they're screaming at him, and I'm watching this. They attacked him, and they were calling him racist, saying racist out, and I'm thinking, racist? What? The guy just was in the park and was wearing a hat, but I guess because he supports
I'm looking at it right
Donald
now.
Trump,
I'm looking at the same story.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the same story right now.
Because he supports Donald Trump. That automatically makes him a racist because
the
we all know Donald Trump is a racist.
The public park surrounding City Hall and the public park surrounding City Hall in New York City has been occupied by radical protesters demanding the resignation of New York City Police Commissioner. Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
So
you
they're
know?
Still
and then
there.
He's a racist.
Wait a minute, they're still there.
I'm not. I don't know if they're still there. I'm just looking at the story right now on the internet. And,
well, good. I'd like to have them do that, you know, that Occupy movement. Have them stay there. Then when Election Day comes, they don't leave, and then they won't vote. Let them stay there.
Well, that's what we need to do. Convince them to have a big rally on Election Day so none of them vote.
Yeah, go have your little sit-in. And this is what, I mean, throughout history, I mean, liberals, I mean, they're like little babies. I mean, if they don't get exactly what they want, they throw a little fit, they have a sit-in, you know, they secede from the union. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people,
it is,
I mean,
it is.
You can't get
any
no more.
There's no talking to these people, Cap. There's none. I was on other blog talk shows. And that's
you're
how I ended up on that show that
you're
supported
a racist.
You. And there's no common sense with these people. And a black person cannot be a racist, you know. You know, they're not racist.
No, only white people. And if according to Whoopi Goldberg, if you're born white, well, then you're born racist because you've got racism embedded genetically into your body. So I guess God made all white people racist. I mean, this is how stupid.
According to Whoopi Goldberg. Is she still on that stupid show, The View?
Hell, I don't know. I don't watch a stupid show, and I don't like – I've never thought Whoopi Goldberg was funny, even in the 80s. This woman's not funny.
She wasn't. And even in that – the only popular movie she was in really was that movie Ghost. Which and even then, her acting sucked, you know?
You know that what I hated about that movie, as soon as that godforsaken Unchained Melody started playing, I hate that song. My mom used to play that song. I just, you know, there are certain love songs that you just, it's pukey, and that song to me is phony. I don't like phony love songs.
Oh, Cap, you may piss off your fan there who says you have a sexy voice.
No, but I mean, look. I like love songs, but I don't like them phony. And that song is just pukey to me. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't seem,
I agree.
You know, it's pukey. And I was just like, oh, my God, this can't be. Please don't. And, of course, my mother played that freaking album over and over and over again. So as a kid, you know, I just got sick of it. You know, when you hear something over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like,
and now you're
oh
grown up and you don't want to hear it.
I can't hear that song anymore. I just don't play that song anymore.
Cap, before I head back to North Carolina, I may head out your way, actually. So I wish we could stop and have dinner, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, if you are, look me up.
Yeah, of course. You know that. Yes. You know that. I'll send you a message on Facebook, of course.
I got to cut out 15 minutes early because I got some other things I got to take care of.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for contributing. Thanks, Sue, for contributing. Thanks, Pit Baker. I want to thank all my Radio Jihad Network friends who do listen in archive. Thank you very much. I want to thank everybody that listens at Archive. We do get a lot of people that listen in, and I really appreciate it. I really, really do. And again, if you do want to be a part of the program, you do want to get your story out there. Again, just get on Facebook. Just send me just a quick down and dirty, you know, 2-3 paragraph summary. I don't need a lot of files. You don't have to worry. I'm not here to doubt you. It's your story. I'm just simply giving you a platform on which to speak. I'm not here to doubt you. You don't have to prove to me that you are telling the truth. You don't have to prove anything to me. All you have to do is get your story out there, and then I lead you to other people, and they lead you to other people. And the point is, you have to get your story out. But in any event, I do got to run. I want to thank everybody listening, and hopefully we'll be back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.